Hey everybody, it's your doc, Jeff Buski, creator and founder of Limitless Dentists, where we've cracked the code to gamifying the system to unlocking power, productivity, and profitability, all while building practices and lives that matter. Welcome to Jumpstart with Jeff. Today's topic is this.
What's up, what's up? Happy Wednesday night, everybody. And had some thoughts tonight. About dentistry. And dentistry is a paradox. It really is. Because there's times where I've loved it and there's times where I've just hated it. And it's both. Dentistry is physically taxing, mentally, emotionally taxing. And at the same time, can be so fulfilling. You have both, and it's a paradox. And it comes into play when you're looking up, what's up, Trent? It comes into play when you sit there and you start to think about how you operate in your dental space and how you operate in your practice. Now, I think it comes down to five freedoms. Dan Sullivan, strategic coach, talks about four freedoms. Jesse Elder talks about five freedoms. And when you sit there and think about, like, freedom number one, freedom of location. You might say, well, shit, I've got a bricks and mortar business. I don't have freedom of location. But that depends on how you define freedom of location. Maybe you look at it from the perspective that you create a space and an atmosphere inside of your practice that is energetically on point, that fires you up when you show up and matches your persona. It matches the care that you can deliver and sends a message. The same way with your house. That's when you take a house and you actually turn it into a home. A home is a place that you spend and you create the energy and you create the adventures and the journeys that make it a home, that fill it up with the love. But that all comes with the design of the space. That to me is freedom of location. It's not necessarily about being the backpack entrepreneur sitting on the beach with a laptop. I think that's bullshit. It's nice and doesn't mean that people can't just work from anywhere. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is you have the opportunity to create the reality for your own space that gives you that freedom and the energy that's put into it. Then you look at the freedom of time. In dentistry, we've got the opportunity to set our schedules. There's no set schedule. You can set it from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. straight. You can set it from 2 in the afternoon to 7 p.m. You can set it however you want to set it. You can work 2 days a week. You can work 3 days a week. You can work 5 days a week. You can work 6 days a week. It's all up to you. But you have the opportunity to set your time. You have the opportunity to set your schedule. You have the opportunity to make that happen. At the same time, there's a paradox. You can feel like the practice fucking owns you, like you are a slave to the chair. Therein lies this crazy paradox. It's all in how you approach it. So you either own the practice or the business owns you. We've got what? Freedom of location. We've got freedom of time. What else have we got? Energy is everything and all you have inside your office. And I have a minute inside my home. Yes, that's right, Trent. Exactly. So we got freedom of time and location. And then we've got freedom of money. And dentistry can be very, very rewarding. And it can also be at the same time this paradox of a money suck. I don't know if you all have ever felt this, but I've felt it before where you're sitting there in your career and you're like, shit, am I going to be able to make payroll next week? I've got to pay off all my debt. I've got to pay off all of the practice loans. I've got to pay off the suppliers. I've got to pay off my, like I said, my overhead. I've got my payroll. And at the same time, it can be so financially rewarding because of the excellent care that you deliver and the value that you provide. There's a paradox. So we've got location. That's a freedom. We've got time. That's a freedom. And what else? We got money. That's another freedom. What's the fourth freedom? Freedom of relationship. Relationships are so paramount. In and out of the practice, in your home, with your friends, with your family. Relationship, nothing in this world works without relationship. At all. Period. Period. You can take AI all you want. It's not going to ever outdo relationship, because on the other side of the AI, there's a human being that's reading that and listening to that or watching that or consuming that. AI can't feel the feelings. It's the individual on the other side of that. It's the human beings that are attached to the teeth inside of your practice that allow you to feel and resonate with them and deliver your energy and come across. That's right, Trent. Humans need connection. That's one of the biggest things that we crave, is we crave connection. When I'm stressed out, things like that, where I want connection the most, and the one place that I want it the most, is to be able to come home and feel connection with my wife and my kids. And that is absolutely like my superpower. It's 100% my superpower. By being able to pour into my wife and kids and just feel that connectedness, it sets me on fire. And so relationships are paramount. You must build relationships at home. And in your business, you've got to build it with your clientele, your patients, your customers. If you don't, then it's just like you're putting them through, like herding them like cattle, and that's bullshit. I want to connect with my patients. Those four freedoms need to be present in order to have the fifth, most significant, in my opinion, freedom, which is freedom of purpose. Got to have purpose in your life. What were you called here to do? Who were you called to be? That is such a simple question, but at the same time, for many individuals, a very difficult question to answer. Who am I and why am I here? If you haven't asked yourself that question in a while, it's a great two questions to write down. Who am I and why am I here? What is my purpose on this planet? Today, I was reflecting that I had just an amazing day. Had an opportunity to do double arch implant surgery on an amazing guy. I can't wait for you all to hear his story. I won't spoil it. But he started out and he was at a place at one time where he was homeless. And right now on his path and his journey, his teeth were the last thing to get fixed. And I got to be the guide and the solution for that. And I'm so honored, because it fits in with part of my purpose. And I got to see three other patients today that I did full arch implant surgery on, with just post-op operative spots, come in and check them out, make sure they're doing great, and just to visit and answer questions. And what's amazing to me is watching their personality unfold, taking somebody that was more reclusive in their life and watching their personality just explode and just seeing that come alive. And what it makes me realize is we all have so much inside of us that is just waiting to come out, waiting to be revealed. It's not even who do I have to become. It's more along the lines of who do I get to reveal? As I sat there today doing the surgery, I was just so grateful that I have an opportunity to get to do what I get to do, and have an opportunity to have these individuals, these clients, put their trust in me to transform their oral health and their dental care and give them a smile that they're confident with, that works well and that functions for a long time, and then gets them out of pain and they're not thinking about their teeth. They're thinking about life, and that's what it's supposed to be about. So rewarding. I had one of the ladies today, she said, you know, the first time I sat in this chair, she said, I was having a panic attack when you came in. And she said, you walked me through, and she said, you treated me like a human being. And she said, you talked me off the ledge and we had a great conversation. She said, and you treated me like a human being, and it just created a great relationship. She said, that's why I knew that you were the one to take care of me. And it's just so amazing to me that it comes back to relationship is everything. Nothing happens without it. But you got to be crystal clear in your purpose. And when you're crystal clear in your purpose, it doesn't feel like work because your soul is being fulfilled. I'm super clear that I know that my soul was called here to liberate individuals and to upgrade their lives. Whether that be in my dentistry that I have the opportunity to provide, or my coaching that I get to do for the men that I get to coach inside the dental space. It's a fantastic opportunity, and I certainly don't take it lightly. Because I look at it from the perspective that lives are on the line. That's how I view it. And I take it with that certainty and that approach every single time. I'm going to treat somebody like a human being the way that I would like to be treated. It creates a great bond, a great relationship. It also creates some of the best emotional paychecks that I've ever received in my life, both in dentistry and coaching. So the point of tonight's conversation is there's five freedoms. You got freedom of time. You got freedom of location. You got freedom of money. You got freedom of relationship. And those four are primary and necessary prior to having freedom of purpose. If you haven't thought about your purpose in a long time, it'd be a great place to start. When you're clear on that, you can take that into anything that you decide to do in life. And once you decide and you're clear on it, that's absolutely what you will live into becoming. All right, guys, I appreciate y'all being on here, Trent. Great to see you and look forward to connecting soon. You guys, thanks for joining. Other than that, you guys have an amazing night. Peace, power, prosperity. Give it away. Take care. Have a great day.